time is 1800 UTC on May 17th, 2006, and this is Audio Wiki News News Briefs. Australia. Australian media reports that a recently leaked Northern Territory Police briefing paper exposes shocking cases of sexual abuse and violence against women and children in remote Australian Aboriginal communities. Central Australian Crown Prosecutor Dr. Nanette Rogers detailed a range of, quote, dreadful cases she had prosecuted. Iran. In response to European Union offers of a light water reactor in exchange for the halting of Iran's uranium enrichment, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke to supporters in the central city of Iraq, dismissing them as being, quote, candy for gold. Quote, they say they want to give us insensitives. Do you think you are dealing with a four-year-old child to whom you can give some walnuts and chocolates and get gold from him? Ahmadinejad has ruled out any suspension of its nuclear program, finding its previous halt of 2 years a, quote, bitter experience. Australia. An audit conducted by Australia's Auditor General has found $1 billion worth of munitions, bombs, explosives and ammunition stockpiled by Australia's Defence Forces are unusable in their present state. Australia holds $2 billion worth of munition stock. Of the $1 billion considered unusable, $300 million is unrepairable and needs to be disposed of. The unusable munitions are waiting to be detonated at the Woomera weapons range in remote South Australia. Australia. The two Australian mine workers who were trapped for 14 days underground in a collapsed mine have signed a media deal reportedly worth $2 million for their story of survival. Local media reports that the lucrative deal announced by the Nine Network is believed to be the, quote, highest ever paid to secure news talent. A planned TV special will be the outcome of a deal secured by Publishing and Broadcasting Limited, PBL, which owns the Nine Network. United States. The Hawaii State Legislature has appropriated $4.9 million to fight the Kochi frog and other invasive species. About $2.9 million will be used to hire 58 additional inspectors at Hawaii's airport to improve detection of invasive species, an increase of 75% over the current level. The remaining $2 million will be used specifically for cocky frog eradication using critic acid and hydrated lime. We invite you to visit wikinews.org for up-to-date news and information. This has been Audio Wiki News News Briefs. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.